You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Here on the Civic Media Network, you can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be talking to the cheese queen of Wisconsin, Sam Bushman. That's coming up in just a little bit, talking about, I want to know more about the title. I want to know how she got it. Yeah. Was this lineage? Was this like, you know, like the what people believed that the king is anointed by God? Is she anointed by the cheese god? I have no idea. We'll find that
out. We haven't
had
royalty on this show yet to date, so I'm excited about that as well.
Very, very true. And that voice you are hearing right now is coming to you all the way from Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin. That is Pete Schwabba right there. I am down the coast here in Radio Park in Racine, and all the way over in Madison, completing the Yoder Hay Triangle, is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. And we make up the coolest radio team, period. Ooh. I said it.
I like that.
Controversial.
I make the hot takes, all right? You know, they might do the hot wings over there on Hot Ones, but we do have the hot takes, and I don't have to eat terrible hot sauce then. Really quick, just so folks know, the Brewers game has been postponed. They will make it up in July because there is, looks like there's going to be some weather in St. Louis because they don't have a roof. Fools. So that will be taking place in July. There'll be a doubleheader to make that up, but there will be no baseball game tonight because of rain delays and rain out. So have a good night off, guys. Enjoy your evening out down there in St. Louis and not playing baseball.
What do you think they're going to do?
Do you think they have to, like, stay in their hotel room? Like, they're not allowed to go out or anything like that? Like,
no.
There are rules to that? I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
I would imagine. You know what's so funny is, like, baseball players now are like Dom's age or a little older. Mm-hmm. They're probably just as happy to sit in and play video games, right? I mean, I'm sure some of them go out, but.
Do you ever do this, Pete? Do you ever go to a baseball game and they say, like, the date of birth? You're like, I am so old.
No, I'm in my extremely late 20s, Greg, so I can't really relate to that.
Before we get to restating the question, I wanted to say this earlier in the show when talking about age, and this is again for another one for Pete, because we grew up in the day and age when MTV had music videos, and that's not a judgment. I'm not one of those guys.
Yeah.
But they also used to have something called MTV News, where they did like real hard hitting news about like music and other things like that, and it was led by their news guy, Kurt Loder. He was face of MTV News. Today is his birthday, Pete, and he is 81 years old today.
Is he still alive?
He is.
I did not know that. I thought I had heard that he had passed away, or maybe it was a different MTV VJ. But yeah, I totally remember Kurt Loder. He was like the most buttoned down. Like look like. I remember Mark Goodman had long hair, and some of these guys look like ex-rockers, you know. But Kurt Loder was like, he could have been doing the nightly news if he had a different suit on, you know.
He just probably said a lot there at the building. He's like, excuse me, please. I need to get to my desk. Excuse me, please. Please put your, you got your Jack Daniels on me, Mr. Motley Crue guy. And now Kennedy from MTV, she's a pundit on Fox News. It's very weird. Very, very weird to be in America right now. But that's all for another conversation. We're going to get back to the question of the night. Let's restate the question before we do that. Dom, can I get some music, please?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Yesterday was National Paranormal Day, so what urban legend, ghost story, or paranormal phenomenon scares you the most? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. So, Pete, you said earlier it's not really your jam. This thing is not really your jam, right?
The paranormal thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, look, I'm open-minded. I need some proof, I suppose. But, you know, we've had our friend Todd Michaels has been on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he speaks very eloquently about all this stuff. And he makes a lot of sense. And he believes in it, but he's also skeptical, which I respect. And yeah. I feel like if I were to believe in the paranormal, I do kind of believe in the paranormal. I mean, I believe in energy and where carbon goes after you die and all this stuff. And so I believe in it, and I believe that I'm just open-minded, I guess, yeah. is what I'm saying. And I don't, but some of it, the creepier, eerie stuff does freak me out. And I think it's kind of fun to talk about sometimes. And that's why I like having paranormal people on the show from time to time. Anything involving a desolate or an abandoned asylum, Greg, scares the living daylights out of me.
Are there any abandoned? I feel like anywhere there's an abandoned asylum. Now it's just it's like condos now.
Dude, there's one in Wisconsin still. I'll find it. But yeah, that's my thing. I don't like abandoned. Anything is sad, but yeah, I don't like abandoned.
I had a conversation with Todd on a show once, and he actually like talked to me more about like it's more about the connection to the spirits. Like I'm not being funny here. He made it spiritual, like the connection you have to other people and where they are in their journey. And I am not a person of this at all. Like, I do not, like, you can come at me with all this stuff. I'm like, I still don't believe it. I just don't. Like, there's just not, like, for me personally, I have to, like, if ghosts were real, that would be the top story on the news. Like,
yeah.
And so, but I don't disregard those who do, and I don't belittle people. I don't think less of them. It's just not my jam personally. And if you want to show me some proof, again, Pete, same as you, I'll look at what you got, and I'll most likely be like, okay, well, thanks, you know, good for you.
Here it is right here, Greg. Sheboygan County Insane Asylum in Sheboygan Falls opened around 1939, 1940. It housed the mentally ill and developmentally disabled until its closure in 2002. The current state, it's considered one of Wisconsin's most haunted locations. It hosts tours featuring reported ghost sightings, screams, and footsteps. So that's something I really don't need to be a part of. Because one time Todd said, you can, and I've had another paranormalist on the show too at some point, and they said you can pick up kind of like a tag. That spirit or whatever it is follows you home.
Yeah.
And that's why I have no desire to go to these places, because if that's true, even if they don't want to hurt you, no thanks. I haven't peed the bed in over 20 years and I don't want to start again. Okay.
Wow. 20 years. Okay. That's right. You're in your late 20s. That's right. I forgot that. Dom, what about you?
I do believe in the paranormal. I do believe in it. And so much so that I got myself a Ouija board a few months back. So nice. I've been
the ones made by Parker Brothers Incorporated.
Yes, they're old. I got it from my grandparents. So it's a real thing. I promise.
okay.
I tried it out and nothing happened. But it was still really cool. And I don't know. I really like paranormal stuff. I like talking about this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, it's fun to talk about. What about you, Greg?
I just told you.
Yeah. Sorry. Now I'm sensitive because at the end of the night, sometimes you go, oh, thanks for asking. So I do a preemptive ask, and I was even listening to what you said. So there you go.
Thanks for listening. All right. So let's get to the, I don't care. No, let's get to the text line. Dom, what are people saying about tonight's question?
Yeah, we have Monica from Mount Horeb said, not spooked, but the Beast of Bray Road sounds scary.
I've
heard that. What is the Beast of Bray Road?
It looks like a wolf is just like standing on the edge of a road.
It's upright. Yeah, it's horrifying.
It's, oh man, it looks creepy.
These all look like drawings.
Well, I think they're trying to recapture.
That's AI.
Memory.
That's AI. That's just that one's just a dog.
A dog on two feet, Greg.
It's scary. My dog sits back on her 2 feet too, and I give her a little treat when she does it. Maybe the Beast of Bray Road's just a really good boy or girl. I don't know their journey.
Just doesn't know how to heal, if you ask me.
What else we got?
we also got Melissa in Madison says, hi guys, my paranormal nightmare would be just like the movie The Entity. Really scary. Imagine not being able to see the thing that's attacking you. Yeah, that is creepy. Yeah.
I live that every single day of my life. That's just called me being mean to myself. That's just like,
you're your own worst enemy.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm too scared to watch that movie. I've heard it's really freaky.
Okay. So, all right. So it's like a horror movie or is it a pair? Yeah. Okay. I've never heard of it. I don't have my toe in the horror movie world, so I'm just always like,
I think
like,
it's
me.
Supposed to be one of the best ever and the most scary ever, Dom, if I'm correct here.
Yes.
But I would watch that with a group, but it's not something I'm going to put in right before I go to bed.
it's just so ominous. Like, the whole movie is just like, oh, it gets you on the edge of the seat for sure. Same thing as, like, Lights Out as well. So it kind of reminds
me
of that.
Is Entity the one that starts with a decapitation? Or is that...
I think. I'm not certain, but...
Okay. Anyway.
Let's see what else we got. We also have John from Columbia saying, Phantasm scared the poop out of me. Wow.
I remember that. Like, that was the thing. Like, that movie, Phantasm and Hellraiser. Because those two films, you know, before that we had... And they're scary and they're violent and they're paranormal based, I guess, because, like, Jason and Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger, they're all, like, unkillable supervillains. But... Hellraiser and Phantasm were different. They were just like, they fed on the most dreadful human, like they fed on your most dreaded fears, period. And like, I remember just reading articles and cause I don't know why, I don't watch horror movies, but I would read, Fangoria, the magazine. Cause I was like, it looked terrifying. I'm like, why would anyone watch this?
Because they like to be freaked out. Yeah.
I wish I... Oh, I'm so jealous. So jealous.
We've got some good Facebook comments here, too. Our pal Frank Anderson says, Ghost Chickens of Outagamie County.
Okay.
Frank is another guy.
That up.
You could talk about paranormal stuff with, because he doesn't believe in it at all, but he loves talking about the legends. Yeah, let me know what you find out there, Greg. Tim Joyce on Facebook says, I'm most afraid of the legend of Pete Hegseth. Non-joke answer, the death room at the Old Holly Hotel. I walked into it once, felt very cold by its bed, and what I can only describe as the presence of death and psychic pain. What is that? The Old Holly Hotel.
Oh, man.
I looked up ghost chickens of Outagamie County, and the fourth picture is a chicken fingers and fries. So I don't know what that one's about.
But still scary. Yeah.
That'll kill you eventually.
That, yeah, especially if you eat those late night. Oh my gosh, talk about that's a paranormal experience in the bathroom. Oh my good gravy.
Tom, thank you. Can you Google the death room at the Old Holly Hotel and see what comes up? I'm curious about that. I do remember what was that movie, Greg, with Barbara Hershey? Or was that the Entity? I don't know. She was the devil was like stalking her. And she always knew it was in the room when there was this like horrible smell, and it got cold, and that freaked me out.
I think it's the Entity. Yeah, the it says here the Entity. She also starred in The Manor, but yeah, the lead character, the malevolent. It's called by a malevolent entity in the 1982 cult classic, The Entity.
Yeah,
I thought this was brand. I thought this was brand new. Like you guys are talking about, I'm like, oh, it must be.
I
a
thought
new
it
movie.
Was too.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense now. Nick on Facebook says, the hauntings at JFK Prep. I think that's in Green Bay High School, maybe?
I guess.
Nick.
I wasn't cool enough to go to a prep school.
Laura on Facebook says, when I was a kid, there was a show called Kolchak, The Night Stalker. Yes, I remember that.
Those
are available now to watch with Dean Harry McGavin. What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know exactly who you're talking about. I saw that.
Darren McGavin.
Yep. I saw it. That looked, I was going to watch it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's okay. No, thank you.
It's like the X-Files before the X-Files. And are we short on time here, guys?
Yeah, we got to get going.
We got to get out.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I'll continue.
We'll talk about this more in the nightcap, so don't go anywhere, folks. When we come back, we'll be talking to the cheese queen of Wisconsin, Sam Bushman.
All right.
So don't go anywhere. You are watching and or listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. A little Caddyshack. Some Caddyshack vibes. I love it, Dom. Well done. Hey, it's great to have you here, folks. This is Tuesday night at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. I am Pete Schwabe coming to you live from Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. At least I'm trying to get that to stick. And Greg is coming to us live from Radio Park in Racine. Dom Lee, as he is affectionately called, is in Madison working the board and producing the show. And we are jamming through hour number two here. Our question of the night is, in honor of yesterday being National Paranormal Day, What paranormal stories scare you the most, or ghost stories or happenings, occurrences, whatever? What freaks you out? Let us know. And maybe after our next guest, we'll find a cheese that goes with your fear properly. Our next guest is a Wisconsin influencer and a big fan of cheese, and she is the cheese queen of Wisconsin. She's so busy with cheese, it was hard to get her on the show, but we finally did it. A slam dunk. Sam Bushman joins us now over the stream. Hi, Sam.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. I'm so excited to talk about this topic, because not just of where we live, but in or out of Wisconsin, people love cheese. So let's get into it. I want to ask you first, you obviously are a big fan of cheese, but how did this fascination with it start to the point where you decided to make your living at it, or make it your biggest hobby, or become an influencer? How did you become the cheese queen?
I was bored during COVID, like, you know, most success stories. I got laid off from my job and I didn't have anything to do. And I was, you know, what can I do on social media? I wasn't into the TikTok dancing. That was not really my vibe.
Oh, come on.
So I wanted to do something that like helped the local businesses during that shutdown time. So I was like, I'm going to go out once a week and get cheese curds and we're going to start rating them. And I put it on YouTube at first. That didn't really get very far, but then I started posting it on Instagram and it just kind of went from there.
Wow, that's cool.
Whenever I hear those stories that begin with, well, I was in the middle of COVID and it's a story of someone doing something really great, I just think about me during the COVID lockdown finding out how fun it is to drink wine in bed. And I did nothing with that whatsoever.
I did that too.
I didn't monetize it. I didn't even put it on film. I just sat there. I'm like, this would be really fun to watch Parks and Rec again and drink some Merlot. Sam, so I'm taking it then the Cheese Queen of Wisconsin, was it a title bestowed upon you? Or did you just say, that's me, it's mine, I shall come for the crown?
I actually don't know where it started. I think after I had, you know, like 100 cheese curd reviews, it was just kind of like a nickname people gave me. She's the cheese girl. She's the cheese queen. And it just kind of stuck. So that's kind of my alter ego at this point.
Which is nicer things you can see in the comment section, I'm sure. So,
Well, we have never officially had royalty on this show before, yes. Sam. So this is a first time.
Oh, wow, I'm honored.
Thing. Yeah. It's nice to have an official cheese expert of Nightlight. Maybe we could talk you into that at some point. But before we get into more of what you do and your influencing and events coming up, Greg and I have this thing. We'd like you to take a side, Sam. We're going to make things awkward here for a moment. But Greg likes cottage cheese.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what?
I don't like cottage cheese. I don't even like talking about cottage cheese. Where
Yet
do
you
stand,
brought it up.
Where do you stand on cottage cheese?
I'm going to have to side with Greg. I'm a cottage cheese fan.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Dom said he was going to put it on. Dom makes tacos every Tuesday. He's like the taco queen of Wisconsin.
Yep.
and he said he puts cottage cheese on his tacos. How do you feel about that, Sam?
I have not heard of that before. I mix them with my eggs a lot. I'll put them in random stuff, but tacos, that's a new one.
You just blew Dom's mind right there. If anyone just heard that, that was Dom going. Here's the thing about, all right, well, Pete brought it up, so I'm just going to get into this.
Go for it.
I treat cottage cheese like a dessert. And what I mean by that is that, like, when I make my dinner, I usually have, so, like, I'll make whatever, like a piece of chicken and some sweet potatoes, and then I'll have just, like, a half a cup of cottage cheese. I always eat the cottage cheese last. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I always view it as, like, that's my dessert because it's so good. And it's good by itself, too. People will say, like, oh, if you do this, I used to put hot sauce on mine, but I don't even do that anymore. I just like, it's great the way it is. So
yeah.
I'm not telling you, Pete, you have to try it or you should. I'm just saying maybe it's time. Okay, well, I mean, recently, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes taste buds change, things change. I'm just saying, who knows? You never know, buddy. You never know. You've got the cheese queen right here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's good. So
there you go.
I see. I prefer a smoked Gouda. That's fair.
That's great too.
No,
Sam, do you have a favorite cheese that you like to eat?
My go-to is always the Sartori Bellavitano Merlot cheese. It's soaked in Merlot wine, and that one is 10 out of 10. That's usually what I bring anywhere I go, or it's always in the fridge.
I know what you mean there, Sam. I really love the Merck's bucket of cheese Merlot style, where I can just take a knife and just put it. I don't even need the cracker. The cracker's a conduit. I don't need the cracker. That's all I need.
That's a good one too.
So by that answer, I mean, this is not just like you get into it. This is a thing. Do you make cheese? Are you a cheesemonger or something you want to do? Or are you strictly about the advocacy of cheese?
So I did attempt to make cheese a couple of times. that's hard. Making cheese is not easy. Yeah. I am not a professional cheesemonger. I mostly just eat it. It didn't go well, so I gave that up.
Well, we'll be talking more about cheese endeavors, and maybe talking more about the beauty of cottage cheese with Pete here on the other side of the break with the news coming up. So don't go anywhere. We are talking to the cheese queen of Wisconsin. Sam Bushman is our guest. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close. You are listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwab, joined by Greg Bach, as always, and Dom Lee, producing the show in Madison. We are in the middle of a conversation about cheese. We have actual royalty on the show tonight. Sam Bushman is the cheese queen of Wisconsin. She knows her stuff. She's got followers. She's an influencer. And we are talking cheese. It's great to have you here, Sam. Welcome to Nightlight once again.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us about this interactive cheese curd map you have. I love this. Tell people how they can find it and how did you come up with this and how is it hard to maintain? It looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. I had actually a company out of downtown Milwaukee reach out to me, and they had some interns that they wanted to find projects for. And it started as an Excel spreadsheet just on my website. And they were like, hey, can we have our interns make this a map for you? And I was like, sure, let's do it. So yeah. They did it for free. They set the whole thing up. So you can, you can search for fried cheese curds by city. You can search by breading or battered, by sauce type, by, I don't know, a bunch of different things. I try to keep it updated. I think I have a couple that are not on there right now, but it's got like over 200 cheese curds at this point.
It's incredible. You don't have Marinette on there, I noticed. Okay. How can we fix this?
Who do we have to talk to?
I gotta get some Marinette cheese curd recommendations on my list so I can make a trip.
All right. I got an Andrew Jackson here that will help you figure out whether or not there's a Marinette on that map there. Do you, when it comes to like the, you know, you've done a lot of research, you've eaten a lot of cheese curds, you've done a lot of, as far as with regard to cheese in Wisconsin, when someone just comes to you with a request for a recommendation, are you the type of person who just says, check the website, or do you say like, give me a moment, let me think about this, where are you going? And you like put, you give them a real like curated recommendation about where they should go or what they should eat.
Yeah. I give them a real curated, I would love to tell people just go look it up themselves, but I'm like, no, let me think about the area and what's over there. And I get a lot of out of towners that will message me on Instagram and Facebook asking for recommendations to wherever they're visiting. So I try to speak from the heart.
There you go. I love the authenticity, and I would expect nothing less from a queen. Sam, what are, you know, when sometimes let's clarify this, because to me, a cheese curd is deep fried. It's an orange cheese like cheddar. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It seemed like when they first came out, and I'm probably off on this, but like what, late 80s maybe is the first time I think I ate cheese curds. They were all like cheddar. And then all of a sudden, there are all these white cheeses, and I don't have any room for that in my arsenal. I like an orange cheese curd. I like it deep fried. And now I'll dunk it in, you know, balsamic, whatever. But a lot of people don't like their cheese curds with breading on them. Where are you in this whole mess of cheese curd chatter?
I'm going to say something that might blow your mind a little bit.
Please.
Is that the yellow cheese curds are dyed. They don't come that way. Yeah, the white cheese curds are the. I don't remember. I was touring a cheese factory.
Well, Sam, thanks a lot. Really great. Thanks a lot.
Ruined everything for you.
This is horrible.
Yeah, so white cheese curds are more original, authentic.
Really?
Yeah. But where do I fall? I usually prefer fried over fresh. Okay. It depends on the mood, quite honestly. Yeah.
If I want a cheese, if I want cheese curds, like a restaurant, they got to be fried. Like if I go to a restaurant and they give me just a basket of cheese curds that are just cold and they're fresh and everything, I'm like, this is not what I wanted.
Restaurants do that?
I don't know. That's the thing is. But I also I feel like in this day and age of cheese curds, it's getting very, very meticulous as far as like you go to a place and like my wife and I went to a place recently and the cheese curds were okay, but they were all like really small. They were like all like pebble type small. Mm-hmm. Nowadays you go to a place like if you see it on the list here at Lakefront Brewery, they're huge cheese curds. They're gigantic. Yeah. They're meal in itself. And I feel like the game has been upped in the past 5 years with cheese curds, and there's things people will accept, and then like for us, we're like, well, we'll never order these again because they're expensive and they're not, I don't know, they're just not good.
Yeah, for sure. I can tell typically just by looking at a photo whether or not they're going to be good at this point. Really?
It's training.
You got it down to a science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were to dip cheese curds, most people go for the ranch. I kind of didn't want to like ranch with cheese curds because ranch is not, people dip their pizza and it's everywhere. People dip ranch in ranch now. It's insanity. But I do dip the ranch. But why don't they offer more sauces at most places with cheese curds? Or maybe it's because I live in the middle of nowhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that does have something to do with it. But okay. usually it's ranch or marinara. I prefer the ranch.
Yeah.
I've had some crazy unique sauces come with the cheese curds before, like blackberry jam.
Ooh.
I'm trying to like a garlic butter type situation. So there are places that get creative with it.
Really quick before we move on, John in Madison listening to WMDX, he said, I think talking about cottage cheese, said put sliced peaches in heavy syrup on the cottage cheese. Awesome add-in. It's his dessert often. That's awesome. I love that. But to me, that's just like you're tasting that's peaches and syrup. Then it's like, I just want the cottage cheese. Thank you very much. But I have no problem with peaches and heavy syrup.
I've never had syrup on cottage cheese. I have done the peaches, but not the syrup. So I'll have to give that a shot.
Craig, sorry.
Oh, no, he had one more thing. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, he said, Peter, you should try it again. After the Parmesan fiasco, you are ready. Sam, last week I spoke about how I had fresh Parmesan on my pasta, and I hadn't had that in a while because it's convenient to get the shaker or whatever. Mm-hmm. My God. Fresh Parmesan is a game changer.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
I introduced my fiance to fresh Parmesan. He didn't even know that existed. He thought it was only out of the shaker. So it was pretty mind blowing for him.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's true love.
That's how I knew he was the right man.
Yeah.
So here's a question I have. We're going to move off of cheese curds for a moment. And, you know, I've got friends who live overseas, and one of the things they love to do is they love to make fun of America for their cheeses. Specifically, they'll say things like, the cheese isn't supposed to be orange and whatnot. What do you say to folks when they kind of like, dig on America, specifically Wisconsin, saying, well, you guys have Cheese Whiz and you have this and you have, singles and in plastic. What do you say to folks who say, well, yeah, you guys don't, America doesn't have good cheese?
I say they're wrong.
There it is.
Do some more research. Right. I mean, I feel like it's all over the spectrum, right? There are things that are gross and not good when it comes to cheese. And there are some really great cheese places, cheese makers around the U.S. So it's all over the place.
Our guest is Sam Bushman. She is the cheese queen of Wisconsin. You can follow her on social media if you want to learn about cheese curds. She's got a map. She's got opinions on cheese and all this great stuff. You're a really fun follow, Sam. And I don't want to beat a dead cheese curd here, but I do want to go back to the cheese curd. What are your thoughts on the curder burger, Sam? Have you heard of the curder burger?
I did have the curder burger the first year it came out. It was a lot. I felt pretty unwell afterwards. I needed to take a nap, but it wasn't bad. I was surprised. It was better than I thought it was going to be, but it was, I mean, it's just a block of fried cheese.
It just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you're really trying to put on weight fast. I don't get it.
I thought it was good.
That was the other thing. I could feel my arteries clogging from eating that.
Right. Dom, do you want to repeat that statement you just made right there on the download for no one to hear?
I thought it was good. I thought it was really good.
Okay, don't say it like that, okay, you weirdo? It was like, the big arch might get jealous when you're talking like that. About that. My goodness. You are an advocate of cheese. You love cheese. You love talking about it. It's your business. Is there a cheese or, you know, specifically that, I don't want to say don't like, I don't want to get into the hate game. I just basically, you know, is there a cheese where you say, not my jam, not for me, great for you, but I don't enjoy it myself.
I'm going to have to go with blue cheese probably.
Really?
So I worked with a brand recently and they sent me smoked blue cheese and that was actually really good. I could eat, but standard blue cheese is just not my jam.
I feel like such a little kid about this one. I feel like if I'm going to have blue cheese, there has to be like a dress. Like I'll have blue cheese in a dressing, but I'm not just going to eat blue cheese. That, you know, or it's a part of something. Like we crumble blue cheese onto a burger. Like I'm not just going to be like, ooh, I'll take a slice of that blue cheese. Thank you. Nah, that's not.
Yeah.
I don't do that with any cheese.
You don't just eat
cheese with no cracker or anything?
Are you a born and raised Wisconsinite?
Are you? What?
Okay. I'm a
are
transplant, you okay? But...
you okay?
That explains it.
Wait a minute. Wait. You've just... Okay. And this is... Hey, this is a safe space. I accept your journey,
ahead,
Pete.
Bring it.
You've never... No, I'm not... This is not about criticism. I'm just trying to lay out the map of your life now, the history of your experiences.
Oh, that'll be fun for the listener.
Have you never gone to a party where there's like just, you know, a grazing table and you just saw a slice of cheddar in a nice little square shape and you just picked up that piece of cheddar cheese and just and walked on?
Never.
Ever done that?
I'm not saying I never did it, but that's
Let the record show. You just said I never, ever did it.
I would have to be starving. I don't make a practice of that. I typically need a cracker or something to wash it down with. Maybe I'd have a slice of cheese with like a little bit of red wine or something. But yeah, I always have an accent with my cheese.
Sam, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I was snacking on cheese slices while I was making my dinner earlier today. that's a regular occurrence for me.
Okay.
I was going to say, Tony the trucker on the text line says, Pete, try cottage cheese as a dip with Frito scoops or wavy Lay's potato chips. Growing up, my mom thought chip dip was a luxury, so my brothers and myself improvised with cottage cheese. Capital, yum.
You can mix some salsa in there, too. I've done that before.
Ooh, that's good.
That sounds amazing.
That's good.
Great text. Thank you, Tony.
So hungry.
All right, Sam, before we let you go, what you're sitting down to watch some color television. You've got cheese on the mind. What kind of cheese are you having? What are you going to snack on to watch your favorite show or a great movie?
I do love the big things of string cheese from Cedar Valley Cheese Store specifically. They make the best string cheese there in Belgium. So either that or some fresh cheese curds are literally my two options that I use when I'm just having a snack on the couch.
Sam, have you ever had clock shadow cheese curds?
That's my favorite. And those are the amazing big ones that Lakefront Brewery uses.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yes, they do.
Oh, wow.
That's very, very, I just had some string cheese today. Before we get on out of here, we only have about a minute left, but I want to get this live stream comment from Sydney here. Sydney Frankenstein, he says, my dad is from Iran and our daily breakfast was lavish bread, feta cheese, parsley, and black tea, and sometimes radishes. Cheese is very close to me. Oh, yes, parsley. Wow. Thank you so much, Sydney Frankenstein, for getting in touch with us and letting us know. Appreciate that.
And then real quick, Sam, before we let you get out of here, we got about 20 seconds. Favorite wine with cheese?
Oh, just a good red Merlot.
There you go.
Well done.
Mm. Yep,
this is awesome. Thank you. All hail the queen. We appreciate your time tonight. It was awesome, Sam. Thank you so much. Continued success and come back soon.
Please.
Thanks.
All right. Sam Bushman. Follow her on social media. She is the cheese queen of Wisconsin. And we will be right back, folks, to close down the show with the nightcap and read some of your texts. And we'll talk more about cheese probably, too. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still can get in touch with us about our question. In commemorating National Paranormal Day yesterday, what is the paranormal phenomenon, ghost story that scares you? Let us know right now. Drop them in the comments on the live stream or in text form. We'd love to get to them. And before we get to what we learned here in the nightcap, let's get to some last minute texts from the world around us. Dom, what do we have on the text line?
Yeah, we have John Murray from Madison texting in on WMDX. Says, never fear perceived ghosts, but watch the humans like a hawk. They are the ones who will get you. That is true.
Okay, there we go.
And then he also was talking about the entity, which is, he said the entity, yes, assuming that's pretty scary and he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said Barbara was Foxy. Okay. All right.
Foxy. John showing his age there. I love that.
Foxy. Foxy Bob and Hurthy there in the Entity 1982 cult classic. Yeah, we're going to be watching that later. Foxy. Yeah.
I had a serious crush on Barbara Hershey. She was gorgeous.
I had a comedic crush on Barbara Hershey.
That's even better because then you don't get your heart broken. You can laugh it
Fair.
Off.
What else we got, Tom?
Sure. All right. We have Melissa from Willie Street. Says, back in the day, I used to travel for work and had to stay at some strange hotels that gave me some really weird vibes. One was a Days Inn that was a converted hospital. I could not stay there, and it was still giving off hospital vibes. Oh, that's terrible.
And then what else did she go on to say, Dom?
She said, by the way, Dom, I miss my moniker, Melissa from Willie Street. And Melissa from Willie Street, I will start calling you Melissa from Willie Street.
Yes, you will, Dom. Melissa, he is sorry.
I'm very sorry. And then we also, going back to John, he says, also demons like the one in The Omen. That's a really scary movie.
Yes.
That needs to be exorcised. Will kill you all the way. Dozens of these are documented. And want to talk to one of those Catholic priests and get the skinny dot, dot, dot. Wow.
I would love to know more about this whole documented thing.
Yeah.
That's... what do they call it? Bunk? I call bunk on that.
All right, John, challenge. Let us know, buddy. I would love to read that too. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have Tony the Trucker said, gents, when I see a large number of birds sitting on a power line or congregating in a tree, I feel a little uneasy.
That's well, good. At least Tony thinks birds are real. So we'll start there and move on.
We're going to attack Tony.
And I think. Yeah. I think that's it, guys. I think that's all we got on the test line. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
That's all we got. There.
What do we also have on the
Sydney's, Greg, on the screen?
Yeah, we had. Yes, absolutely. First comment from Sydney earlier, Sydney Frankenstein. Is this Sydney, Sydney?
This is Sydney. Sometimes he's Sydney politics. Other nights he's Sydney Frankenstein.
Well, then I just.
Sorry for his girlfriend because she has to deal with both, but yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Rachel. And also just wanted, because I wanted to say this, Happy New Year. But Sydney Frankenstein says, I used to listen to Coast AM, the radio show back in the day, and they had a call in from a guy who claimed aliens were real and they were interdimensional beings living among us. I mean, I think that was the basis for all calls on Coast to Coast. Like, I think that was their bread and butter. Like, it wasn't like, hey, today we're going to be cooking with allspice. No, it was always about someone. Right. I've been in Area 51, man. You don't understand.
You know, I looked up Tim Joyce. He texted on Facebook and talked about the Holly Hotel. The historic Holly Hotel in Holly, Michigan is renowned as one of the most haunted locations in Michigan and often referred to as the most haunted historic building in America by some. While it does not feature one specific death room, the entire structure is considered a hotbed for paranormal activity. This makes me think of the book, The Devil in the White City.
Yeah,
and
the murder castle.
This guy is a real guy who killed, they don't even know how many people he killed.
Nope.
And he preyed on people around the World's Fair in 1893 when they built the White City. So you read it, Greg. It's like two books in one, because this guy, I can't think of his name, was Herman
H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes.
Herman,
maybe the most
Herman
prolific
Mudgett.
Killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how Daniel Burnham built the World's Fair and they tried to compete with Paris. Your incredible book. We should have that author on if we can.
I mean, it was Eric Larson is the author of that book.
Yeah.
He's written a bunch of other great books. It was a property that took up three blocks specifically designed for one thing and one thing only. murder. And that was it.
There were hallways that went nowhere. Mm-hmm. A closet that if he locked you in, there was gases that came in and he would...
Read The Devil in the White City, and there's also another book about him. It's just about H.H. Holmes. I can't remember the name. It's a one where I'll find out, but yeah, it will freak you out. He was a real human. This was a real thing. So
yeah, it's not even paranormal. It's a
no,
real
no,
dude.
Not at all.
It sounds like one of Jigsaw games. It's creepy. Well,
he's not a nice guy, Dom. That's
no. There was no parable. There was no learning that we glean from H.H. Holmes. Herman Webster Mudgett. That was his real name. That is a 19th century name, right? Herman Webster Mudgett. Oh my good gracious, Pete. Indeed. Do we have any other comments on the Facebook page?
We just another one here quickly from John, who says it's all fun and games till your head spins and projectile sludge flies.
All right.
We've got, I wouldn't argue with that. Facebook, we've got, I can't read some of these. They're too long, but I'll get to Jay Campbell says, I don't want to wake up in a bathtub full of ice missing a kidney. I don't do much to keep myself out of situations where it could happen, though.
That's not so much paranormal.
Text.
That's not paranormal as it is something completely different.
That's just basic irresponsibility.
Yeah,
Jay.
That's about who you hang out with.
Right. Tim says the one-armed hobo. I don't remember that. thank you, Tim. Richard Vargas says eating KFC at the drive-in in the dark and something seems weird, so you turn your car light on and you're holding a fried rat that you just bit into.
So this is what happens when we put the question out there. We just get really interesting answers.
Chris Michael says, I do paranormal investigations, so not really. And finally, we've got Bill Miller. Ghosts are scary? I guess not to Bill Miller.
All right, Bill. Bill and I went to high school together. So really quick, Pete, what'd you learn?
Oh, man. I learned about cheese, Greg. And I'm apparently not a cheese guru. I need to just eat cheese plain.
There you go. Try it. You might. Dom, what about you?
I've learned that I'm going to start watching The Entity. It sounds like a very scary movie.
Oh, you are a brave boy. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So thank you so much to Dominic, to Tucker, Engineering and Traffic, everyone who got in touch with us, everyone who dropped a comment on the live stream, everybody who helps us in any way, shape, or form, whether it's in front of or behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have a great show for you tomorrow night, but we got to get out of here. So, Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.